like this part of town. Yeah.
Why?
It's really Dublin, I think, more so than the south side.
Maeve Taylor has an appointment with a statue.
It's a lovely sunny day anyway.
And she's dressed well for it.
I have a lime green jacket.
With a high collar. And
with a high collar.
Well tailored.
Well tailored. The slacks are cream with pleats at the end.
And your hair is collar length?
I never do anything. I haven't been to a hairdresser for 20 years. Chop it myself. Curl it myself. Never colour it. Approaching 90, it's good.
Are you vain?
No, but I'm proud to have good health and a bit of looks left, I suppose.
But and if some gentleman came and was interested in chatting to you?
He'd need to go to Specsavers, but apart but I wouldn't be the slightest bit interested, not the slightest. Nobody could ever replace Mark. We had 54 years we were married and we were dug out of each other. People used to think that he was an absolute martyr to live with me.
And did you fight?
Oh, why not? We always compromised and I won, though.
And when will you say, that's it, I'm old?
110.
110?
Well, we're a very long-lived family. My mother was 92. She was a brilliant woman. She went into a nice place, a very nice man, with an eye problem, and she said, I want a new cornea. And he said, go home and say your rosary, sissy, and forget about your cornea. So she went into hospital anyway. She signed herself in. She signed herself into the Ioneer. She got a cornea, belonged to a man who was 84. He died in an accident and they gave her the cornea. But anyways, it was quite good, whatever they gave her anyway. But I said, you like, the old devil was colourblind. She said, one second. Where is it here? Hello?
Today is busy for Maeve.
Yes, Tom.
She's organising an art exhibition of Irish paintings for the Mater Hospital.
No, just tell me what you want to change.
This is her 30th year doing it.
Okay, bye. I better write it down because I might forget it. That's one of the paintings for his show.
So that was an artist?
Yeah.
But you've a computer over there. Do you put it into that?
No, I don't use a computer at all. I am computer dead except for Mahjong or Advanced Solitaire or the horses.
What do you do with the horses?
I put a fiver each way now and again.
Online?
Online. That's Christmas Day in our house, you know.
How many people?
32 of them.
So seven children and?
18 grandchildren.
Do you want to take a jaunt into town?
Yeah. Well, I'd have time for one fag.
Yeah?
No.
Has nobody told you to give up the fags?
Well, everybody's at me, but I say I left it too late to die young. Give me a bit of confidence. I look good for 83, don't I?
What age are you?
83. 6 years off 90.
You do?
I'll only see 80 in a doorknob again, but apart from that, I'm a recycled teenager. We are approaching the statue now, on the back of the custom house, in the grassy area.
The statue.
I have not been this close before, no.
It's at the back of the custom house in Dublin.
I've only seen it from the railings. I've never gone in, although they do ask me to go in, but I haven't got round to going.
It's enormous.
It's 18 foot high. It's bronze.
Two figures, a woman and a man. The woman is standing, tall, slender, wearing a very sheer gown, head tilted back slightly, staring imperiously into the distance. She's Mother Ireland. In front of her, she holds a sword with the point on the ground. Beside her, the man is falling, in death. The face of the man you can't see. The face of the woman is Maeve's.
There was a sculptor called Jan Renard Goulet. He was living in Bray and he asked me, and I went for a few weeks to his studio in Bray, and I posed for him fully clothed, I might add, although you wouldn't think so looking at the photograph. He has made me slightly better endowed than I was.
What was that like, standing still for so long?
Oh, but I often did it before. When I was in the College of Art for a few years, and they often asked me to pose for photographs, and I did a little bit of modelling. It wasn't hard. He was a lovely man. He was very quiet, never hardly opened his mouth. But he was an excellent sculptor. He did a few maquettes of it. Charlie Hoy, he has a maquette of it also.
What's a maquette?
A maquette is a small edition of it.
Where does your mind go when you're standing and somebody's working, drawing you? And
you're thinking of everything. You're just sitting there hoping that he'll do a fair job, which he did.
What age were you at the time?
In my 20s.
And what was going on in your life at the time?
I was thinking of getting married.
Were you?
Yeah. Got married at 55. The year 55, I should say.
Was it an easy decision?
It was a while trying to get him to propose, but apart from that.
So if I'm going by on the bus and I see this statue and I look at this heroic figure of a woman and I'm thinking she's thinking about nationhood and loss. In fact, what she's thinking about is getting her man to marry her.
That's it. And I always wanted a lot of children, and I was delighted I had 7. Absolutely delighted.
This part of town, what does it mean to you?
Well, it means the statue, of course, but quite near here, the bomb went off in 1974, and I was walking with my 3 children down Talbot Street when it... and I had gone in and bought a little cardigan for my youngest child, who was making a Holy Communion, Lisa. And I had the 3 of them by the hand, and we were walking across the road when the bomb went off, and we were blown straight across the road, and I was blown out of my shoes, and the children got badly injured with the glass. Sir Lisa's head was cut across the top, very badly cut, and Michelle's face was cut across her cheek. It was like an envelope, it was flapping open. And Dervla had glass in her back, but she stood up and ran away for a moment and got lost for a while. But there were 12 or 14 dead on the ground beside us. It was a bad experience.
Maeve Taylor, mother, grandmother, artist, and the model for the statue of Mother Ireland outside the Custom House in Dublin. Photos of Maeve, the statue, and some from her life and art are on the Documentary on One website in the section for the curious ear.
Is it weird looking at yourself as a statue?
No, I think it's lovely. I was very proud of it. I got a kick out of every time I passed, if I was in a taxi, I'd say, there's me over there.